Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jim Ray Hart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ollie Brown. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tito Fuentes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobby Bolin. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Bobby Bolin. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The center fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting third. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Buchek. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport strikes out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. There goes Stahl. The throw from Haller to second, and Stahl is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Giants. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brown scores. There goes Lanier trying to get to second. Davis throws the ball into Boyer who relays the ball to Harrelson who tags Lanier for the out. Fuentes moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Giants. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0-for-1 in the game. Haller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davenport moves to third. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davenport tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote strikes out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lanier moves to third. Fuentes moves to second. Bobby Bolin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolin is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stahl hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brown. Stahl reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stahl moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0-for-1 in the game. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Herbel now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to second. One out. Jerry Buczek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buczek is 0-for-1 in the game. Buczek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Fuentes fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into center field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-1 in the game. Seaver strikes out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Herbel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. Hart takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lanier strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swoboda hits a pop-up towards short. Lanier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tito Fuentes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuentes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fuentes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty Cline pinch hits for Ron Herbel. Ty Cline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cline strikes out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Butchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Butchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butchek is 0-for-2 in the game. Butchek hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-2 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mays. Grote reaches second base with a double. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0-for-2 in the game. Seaver hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mays hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Giants 3. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Larry Stahl. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibbon fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis is walked intentionally. Tommy Reynolds pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harrelson moves to third. Reynolds moves to second. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Jesu Alou now playing left field. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Haller for a passed ball. Harrelson scores. Reynolds moves to third. Cranepool moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Mets. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuentes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Cleon Jones now playing center field. Tommy Reynolds now playing left field. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ollie Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Schroeder pinch hits for Hal Lanier. Bob Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and San Francisco Giants, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.